Welcome to Civil Intercourse. Throwing this down, I did a video cast. I was playing around with the green screen and trying out some different equipment. Still having trouble with this volume thing. I'm going to have to get that resolved where it kicks up a little bit more. But yeah, you're going to notice it probably will drop down because the different microphone that I'm using and the setup that I'm in this studio is the one that I recorded the video with. However, yeah, like I said, this is just some random stuff, me just talking, more about talking. But hit us up at civilcast.net. Throw us a sound file at go to anchor.fm, AB from CA. And we have a lot of podcasts coming up on police reform, a lot of racial relations issues, a lot of things going, talking about the economy, talking about the debt, the deficit, talking about just a lot of things, education. If you got opinions on any of those things or any other subject that you'd like to have us have some discussions about, really like to get some input going. It's supposed to be talk radio without the talk. I guess it's going to end up being me talking forever if I can't get some input. But maybe if I throw some ads out and get out of soft launch mode and pony up and start getting it going. But I am working out a few more details before I do get out of this soft launch mode and go into full launch mode. But I hope you enjoy the show. And I hope most of all that we can have some civil intercourse. Here we go, folks.
Hello?
Boopop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys. And he said, I'll meet you outside. The great murder is three guys in straight razors. Not a joke.
Hey, welcome to Civil Intercourse. It's really great to have you here. And I'm just still working on this green screen stuff. Man, you really got to have this thing smooth and lit all like even. And I'm about to pick up some more stuff, but fun. But thank you so much for joining us. And I just wanted to go over a few topics today. And things that are going on in the society that we're living in and probably around the world. But it just seems like right now, after the election, there's a lot of vindictiveness. A lot of people running around acting like that someone needs to apologize to someone for who they voted for, which is a very strange and weird phenomenon that's been going on right now. So, you know, just as we look into this and try to figure out, like, why is that happening, we have to, like, look at ourselves and we have to say, you know, who are we as a people and what are we doing? What are we doing right now? To each other, we have to be better than this. We have to like step up, and we have to unify because we agree on a lot more as Americans than we disagree on, and our best days are ahead of us. We have come a long way with race relations, and there are still things that need to be dealt with. There's still people that need to come along and join the party and get in it, but we are really acting like that we're way back further in history than we are. We need to add a lot more history for all cultures and all of our history. There's even some Caucasians and some Italians and some Irish folks and some Hispanic folks and Spaniards and some Chinese folks and Vietnamese. I mean, we could go on and on and on. We have the Islanders. And groups and groups of people, you know, and the majority of the country has been white. It's always been white. I mean, in the 60s, it was in the 90s percentile being considered white. So, I mean, we've come a long way in that, too. And, I don't think the measuring stick is how many people are white or not white. That's not the measuring. The measuring stick is it's every American citizen able to apply the Constitution to their life. And it work out for them and not have their civil rights violated. I mean, there's going to be things that happen. We're going to have issues with cops, and I'm still working on my police reform, but I want that podcast to be good and to come out well. So I'm going to put that out soon, but still working on that. But just where we are right now, we're just in such a weird, you know, you look at our homegirl from The Mandalorian that loves a great show. Like, I don't look at any entertainer as what their politics are, so I ignore their politics. sports people, everything, because I need a break. Like, I have to, I'll mute the TV. I don't need any of that politics stuff, because I spend my time, my free time, writing congressmen, writing senators, talking to my city council members and representatives, and constantly trying to make changes in my community, volunteering, getting involved in things, that when I want to go to a concert, or I want to go to see football or basketball, or if I want to go somewhere, I need a freaking break. I need to be able to turn on TV and not be having propaganda shoved down my throat 24 hours, 7 days a week, and to seeing people being dehumanized. You know, everybody is in this left wing, right wing. We use the analogy of, you know, the plane or the bird. But if you don't have that large, massive body in the middle, there is no plane. There is no flight. You just have the left wing and the right wing flapping off into the edges of fringity. If everybody just polarizes out, we are individuals. Each person has had a unique experience. Yes, we're not a monolithic people. Like, no matter what ethnicity you are, you know, and this is supposedly racist to say, but there is one race. And then we have different ethnicities. We have different regional attributes that we pick up, the types of people that were raised by. Each person has just it's a fascinating thing. And we all have basic human natures and instincts and struggles, but we also are very, 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 very unique. No two people are exactly alike. And that should be welcome. And both parties used to be a lot more tolerant. You had middle of the road people. And, you know, the thing about this last election, like Joe Biden, if the social media hadn't played around and messed with the numbers and jacked everything up, Tulsi Gabbard would have probably ended up being the nominee and been the, maybe even beat Donald Trump and been the first female president. But they didn't want that. So, I mean, you know, it's probably going to be Kamala when they remove Joe, but, you know, that's speculation. Who knows? We'll see. But we have to really just, you know, get over this team politics stuff. We have to move to the middle, and we got to start talking. We have to start having civil intercourse. We have to start, like, you know, there are things we cannot, there's a push right now in our society for socialism and Marxism, and we have to have these discussions, because the people who are really the being manipulated into pushing this and being shoved this all this nonsense into their heads are well-intentioned. And these are the kids that we've raised, and they're trying to do good things, but they're being misled. And they're not being told about the millions of people that are going to have to be killed for them to get to their socialist thing. But you have to say something. We're in the middle of it. It's not a conspiracy theory. There are active communist, open public movements right now, and socialism and all sorts of stuff. So it's time. Why are our politicians not having these discussions? There are congressmen and women and senators that are believing in this stuff and are open about it right now, serving in government. Why are we not? Why are they not debating that? Why are they not paying down the deficit? We had the best economy in the world going before we did this shutdown. I'm just going to leave that alone. But it didn't need to be as bad as it was. We should be more opened up in California already. But that's just my opinion. But we are at a point where everything is politicized. Everything is polarized. And it's driving, and we're just getting gaslit. And as an independent person, I've been fascinated, the last 4 years, watching the entire system just freak out of what an outsider is. And I don't think we'll ever have another opportunity to see this, because they're not going to, you know, who's going to come in with the money like Donald Trump as a billionaire and get it? I don't know. Maybe his kids will run and get in, whatever. But, I mean, they don't have the business sense, I think, that he does. But, you know, I mean, they're qualified people, more qualified than people we have. I don't know if I've stated this before in my podcast, but I believe we should be having, you know, regular people going and serving 2-3 terms at the most and then getting out of politics. Like, and pick your poison. Like, you were doing some local stuff, you're doing some state stuff. Like, where do you feel? And you know, I don't know. You know, I'm not a big fan of term limits. I'm more of a fan of actually informed populace making good decisions. And that doesn't mean doing what I'm saying, but we need to have the we need to have civil intercourse. We have to talk. We have to discuss. And you know, everybody said we want to debate and argue, and on social media, like, yeah, I know I've said this before. You just dump in an article and going, here, this is my opinion. We're not hashing things out and making things move. And it's sad because our representatives, and this is the thing, I get, you know, I'm going to get it to the point pretty soon when I start posting letters and responses that I've gotten over the years. If I just, man, I don't know, that death guy got to pull down some crates and stuff, but I am tempted to just kind of share, like, a lot of the responses I've gotten for sending stuff in on police reform, asking different stuff just on a variety of topics, you know, that have been issues for years and years and years. And, you know, I think we just got to practice more kindness, more civility. And we got to focus on the future. And like I said before, we got to remember that we agree on more than we disagree on. These are weird times. We cannot dehumanize people. That whole thing with the, you know, just everybody being acting like somebody who voted for a person needs to apologize or grovel or act like they were some kind of racist or weirdo is just strange. I don't know. I don't know why that's even accepted to even consider. It's very, 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 very wrong. Like, you, and the idea that they want to go after all these people, and stop using the word insurrection, unless you're going to say the stuff that happened at the Kavanaugh hearing was an insurrection. The only difference there was, I mean, there's been tons of times when that stuff, like, has broken off, and that was just stupid. You had agitators, and then you had not just the agitators, then you probably had some people that it looked like, from what I can tell, some people who were Trump supporters who got caught up in it. Then there were some that tried to stop it and did stop it, and then got hurt trying to stop it. And then there were people who were in earlier before the speech was over, even before the speech had begun, that had been let in and were taking pictures, and those were some of the pictures that posted. So I was like, it's a mess. And then there was, you know, the guy that sold the stuff. Like, I'll probably do a review of all that. There's so much coming out that in that investigation that it's just, I don't really feel too comfortable commenting on it. It's a horrible thing, but it's got to stop being called an insurrection. I mean, it was a stupid, violent freaking moment, and it shouldn't have happened. I don't know why everybody talks about all this other weird stuff, but we got to start talking. We need to talk about racism, you know. This isn't a situation where you want to be like, oh, let's not have this conversation. No, I'm like, let's have it. I'm getting tired of people saying things like, you read this book, White Fragility, which I've read it, and not impressed with this privileged white girl who was racist, who was projecting her viewpoint on life on everyone else and acting like everyone else is a racist, privileged person like she was. But whatever. The conversation needs to be had. We have a lot of issues. Redlining and all that stuff did happen. We just need to get, taxes need to be reduced for everybody. We need to, like, we're at a point now, okay, so equality for everyone. So why change the system and go to socialism and Marxism now? You know what I'm saying? You want to just ditch the system? And we have crony capitalism right now. So all you Bernie bros and everything, like, bro, we just have crony capital. Cool, man. I need you to keep pounding that message. And you Trump supporters, like, and you Republicans and you phony Republicans and you Democrats and liberals and anarchists, whatever, I need you all to be like, we want to pay less taxes. Yeah, if we can get on that message, and the other message is, we want you to balance the budget. That would be a lot better than, you're a Nazi, you're a freaking weirdo, you're a nationalist. Like, and let's talk, because we need to fix healthcare. We need to deal with this immigration issue. And we have DACA people in the state of California, where I'm at, that need this stuff resolved. They should not be hanging out in the wind this long. This should have been taken care of by the Senate and Congress long ago. So listen up, it's time to deal with this stuff. We got to start talking about this stuff. We got to start writing our congressmen. We got to start writing our senators. We got to start making the people that we're electing be accountable, and stop letting them turn us against each other and make us fight with each other, because that's ridiculous, and it's dumb, and we're playing into their hands. Like I said, man, left wing, right wing is nothing without the massive body in the middle. And those of us in the middle that are reasonable and aren't caught up in all this team politics stuff and are just trying to take care of their families and help build their communities and been involved in the fight and this stuff. You know, I appreciate all these newly woke people and people, you know, but hey, oh, slow down. We've always been about taking care of people's rights. The people who have been against that stuff have always been in the minority. It's just the 1% of the 1%, the people who run the large billion-dollar industries are the ones who have control right now. And they always have. Read the Lords of Creation and then send me a sound file, man, for one of my podcasts coming up. Lords of Creation, amazing book. Definitely, it's a story of how the 1% got their wealth. And like I said, I'm not worried about the 1% right at this point. I'm worried about the 1% of the 1%. You know, anyway, I don't want to get too into that. But, guys, we got to stop dehumanizing each other. We got to stop playing the game. We have to come together. We got to find a way to start talking again. Remember, who those of you who are alive and around, remember after 9/11 when everybody just kind of went, huh, we had the best race relations ever. And when Barack Obama got elected, everybody felt better. And then he started acting weird. Like, everybody talks about Trump doing all this weird stuff. Like, Barack Obama put reporters in jail. And I'm not, like, anti-Barack Obama. There's a lot of things he did. A lot of people get down on him. I'm like, yeah, well, I don't blame him. Like, the kids in cages that they blamed on Trump that was Obama. I was like, what's this dude supposed to do? He don't run that agent, like, that agency hands-on. They had to build some friggin' things to put some kids in. Like, where, you know, you don't have the facility. Now they got good facilities because they've been dealing with the problem. I mean, Obama, Clinton, all of them, they've been dealing with this illegal immigration thing forever. So, you know, we have to, like, just grow up for a second and start having real conversations. Stop, like, blaming everybody. Like, oh, your heart is bad. Your heart is bad. You don't care about people. You don't care about America. No, man, that's what they want. They are framing the narratives all the time to get everybody upset at each other. They're not giving you the news. They're giving you stories. And those stories are not, they're not good. So let's focus in. Let's be cool to each other. Let's have civil intercourse. And hit me up at anchor.fm, maybe from CA. Send me a sound file, man. Let me know what you think. Tell me what you got going on. What do you think about all the censorship stuff? What do you think about all the, you know, the crackdown on free speech, everything that's going on? What are your thoughts? Because I think we just need to talk about these things, get them settled, and move forward as a country, and it'll be wonderful. But because the best years for America are ahead, and we can't give up on each other, because there are enemies outside and within who are trying to tear us apart. They want us to break up into groups, and we just gotta, like, we gotta just make things better. And, you know, like I said, we have issues. Everybody knows. Nobody's like, oh, we don't need to fix healthcare, so let's get really serious about that. We need to pay down get the deficit down. We need to pay down our debt. We need to not be in owned by China and all these other countries. So we got a lot to do. We need to get our crap together and talk to each other. So let's have civil intercourse. Hit us up at civilcast.net. I still haven't done enough updates and stuff, but if you drop us your email, I'll put you on a list, because we are going to have some discussions coming up soon, and the debates will follow after the discussions. We'll start scheduling some of those, but it'll be awesome to have you. So thank you so much for listening, and have a good one.